Well, in Washington, several Republican lawmakers have come forward saying that Alabama Republican Senate candidate Roy Moore should step down if sexual misconduct allegations against him are true. He denies the claims, reported in the Washington Post, that he initiated a sexual encounter with a woman decades ago when she was just 14 years old and he was 32. Meanwhile, comedian Louis C.K. is also facing backlash this week after multiple women came forward to accuse him of sexual misconduct. And these are just some of the recent sexual misconduct claims that have surfaced against men of power, including sexual harassment allegations against NPR's vice president for news, who was forced to resign last week. Let's check in on how social media is reacting with Femi Okeh, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Hi, Femi.
Hello there, Jeremy. Definitely a theme going on right now.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable, just day after day after day. But let's start with Roy Moore. This comes just a month before the special election that he's running in to win the Senate seat previously held by the Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Mm-hmm. And this story has been firing up social media. What's been some of the reaction?
Let me just tell you what Roy Moore says, first of all, just so he can get a word in here. He says these allegations are completely false, desperate political attack by the National Democrat Party and the Washington Post on this campaign. His senators, though, are reacting quite fiercely. Listen out for the one word that goes through a lot of their comments. It's the word if. Senator Collins from Maine. If there is any truth at all to these horrific allegations, Roy Moore should immediately step aside as a Senate candidate. That was on Twitter. Jeff Flake, senator from Arizona, also tweets, if there was any shred of truth to the allegations against Roy Moore, he should step aside immediately. Many senators are all saying the same thing. He needs to step down if the allegations are true.
John McCain, by the way, didn't include that if, and people were pointing that out yesterday on
Twitter.
Absolutely. But some are defending Roy Moore. Alabama Republican State Auditor Jim Ziegler came to Moore's defense, saying in an interview with the Washington Examiner that there's nothing immoral or illegal here. And last night on The Late Show, host Stephen Colbert made light of Ziegler's reasoning.
He said, take Joseph and Mary. Mary was a teenager, and Joseph was an adult carpenter. They became the parents of Jesus. Yeah, because Joseph didn't touch her. Their whole deal is that there was no funny business. She was the Virgin Mary. Okay?
Femi, what's been the reaction to that defense? That's real, by the way. He's saying something that actually was said.
Yeah, absolutely. It's what social media is doing right now is teetering between the jokes and how serious sexual harassment is. Again, just going back to you mentioned John McCain. He said, step aside and allow the people of Alabama to elect a candidate that they can be proud of. So there are the jokes, but there also is the very serious situation where a lot of people on social media are saying, we believe the women, we believe the accusers.
Well, we just heard there from Stephen Colbert, and speaking of Colbert, comedian Louis C.K. was supposed to be on his show last night, but that appearance was canceled after sexual misconduct allegations against him surfaced in the New York Times. Colbert was criticized by some for appearing to go easy on Louis C.K. in his monologue last night, but another late night host, Trevor Noah, over at The Daily Show, didn't hold back. Here he is.
At this point, we're going to need a new Oscar category this year. Best actor whose movies we can't watch anymore. And, you know, in fact, now that I think about it, all women in Hollywood should win double Oscars for acting like all the men were cool all along. Every single one of them. It's insane.
Femi, tell us more about the allegations here against Louis C.K. and what the response has been.
Broken by the New York Times. If you go to the New York Times Twitter feed, they have pinned their story to the top of their Twitter feed, so you don't even have to look for it. Exclusive. Five women tell NYT, New York Times, that Louis C.K. crossed the line into sexual misconduct. And for the last few weeks, if you ever see a story at the New York Times and it's pinned there, very often whoever is the main subject of that story is in deep trouble. Scott Stenholm responds to the story that's going out right now about Louis C.K. He says, I was told this first story in this piece over 10 years ago by people I will not name. These women are telling the truth. And just to tell you a little bit about what happened, they were having a meeting with Louis C.K., two female script writers, and he stripped off and in a very inappropriate way. If there's a more appropriate way to strip off, I'm not too sure what that would be in a business meeting. But they saw more than they were expecting. Let's put it that way.
And by the way, we have some news today that Louis C.K. Says the allegations of sexual misconduct against him are true, and he expresses remorse. So we'll keep watching that story. Femi O.K., host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English, thank you so much, and you're listening to Here and Now.